Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Nancy, one of the pastors on the team here, and it is so good to be with you, especially all of these plants up here. I love seeing this. We're in this new series called Cultivate, and I am a gardener, and so I love this. I love that there's a box here, there's structures here in place. I love the idea that we're going to dream of what's going to come. There's something here that could grow into flowers. It could grow into vegetables. I love the promise that this brings. And some of you I've shared before that I love to garden, and I brought a few pictures along today. So here's one of them as we think about preparing for growth. This was the year that I had lots of tomatoes and peppers. These pictures were taken right before a deer swooped in and ate most of them. Like, we have those nemesis out there. But I do enjoy getting in the dirt and gardening. Here's one from a summer of 2020. We moved our garden boxes with us. I planted a salad garden, lots of carrots, radishes, good things in there, lots of fresh lettuce. And as you see, also some baby bunnies grew in there. It was like the full meal deal all together. Just joking, no bunnies were harmed in the making of this garden. But here's the thing about gardening. We love the harvest, right? We love the bounty. We love to be able to share that bounty with other people. But the harvest won't come unless we prepare. We have to get the garden box ready. We have to enrich the soil. We have to make sure the structures are there. And as we prepare, there's a little bit of dreaming going on of the hope of what could be. But we have to put in the time and the work. So here in this box, we've got some good soil for raised potting beds, because we don't just throw in old dirt that we dug up from a hole in the back. And here's some of it now here, all fresh. I should have worn my garden clogs and my gloves today, but here's some good fresh dirt that moves. But what if in the season we haven't cleared out the old dead stuff that's still there? You don't want this hanging out, do you? I mean, all the roots are thick in there. Not much can happen in that kind of soil, can it? That thick top layer grows thick with the roots, and so we can't do a lot of that. And so gardeners know we need to cultivate the soil. We have to turn it over. We add in more potting mix. We add in fertilizer. We add in some compost to make it beautiful, to break it up, and to bring it back to life, to prepare it for new growth. Now, what about you? Are any of you gardeners? Anybody? I'm always carrying tea with me, so yeah, there's some gardeners here. You know that in our flower gardens, in our yards, February is the time. It's time to plant roses, move stuff around, trim the trees, repair the boxes, spaces that have been left dormant. It's time to start tending the garden, getting that soil ready. Let's think about cultivating in another way, too. What are ways that you or things you've invested your time and energy into? Maybe you've planned and prepared for something, placed structures or boundaries. Maybe you can think of a beautiful summer vacation that you've already started planning. Who needs some sun now? Yeah, we're planning for that sun, yes. You spend time planning for that vacation, getting all the details just right. Or maybe you've planned for a house remodel or building a new home. That takes a lot of planning and time over months, maybe even over years. Here's another one that you might be able to relate to. This week, my daughter got her robe for college graduation. I'm kind of freaking out about that, but I am so proud of the ways that she's learned, she's grown, she's prepared. And as parents, some of you might relate to this, especially if you've had kids who graduated college. The time, the investment, the money, the prayer resulting in this graduation, the harvest of the good work that was done. And for some of you, you might think, oh, that college graduation is coming up. And high school students, you might think the same. College students, you'll remember your high school graduation. You weren't the same when you graduated from college. You had grown and changed because you had prepared, put in the time. I also wonder, kids, maybe you're doing something a little different, playing with Legos, watching Encanto, maybe dancing and singing a little bit. Teens, maybe doing some reels. You put in some effort into that, some time. And you're going to have great memories, but you also change and grow throughout that. Now, once we've reached our goal, we've got the garden up, we've got the kids to graduation, we've reached the goal, harvested, taken that trip, what do we do next? Do we just sit in that space and say, this is it, this is where we are? Do we get comfortable or miserable? What happens when those plans that we've made don't turn out the way we had expected, the way we had planned for? There's some loss. Maybe there's layers of hurt, anger, bitterness that creep in and take over, hardening us and our ability to grow. That's rough. As we come to today's passage, I'm excited for the Holy Spirit to teach us. I'm excited to consider ways that God is cultivating us as individuals and as a church to prepare our hearts for this new season of ministry. And so I want to pray right now. Will you pray with me as we invite the Holy Spirit to just be with us? Father God, thank you so much for this time that we could gather together where we could consider what it means to cultivate you in our lives, for you to cultivate deep in our souls. So Holy Spirit, speak through me. Open our eyes, open our minds, open our lives to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, in this series, we're going to be staying in the book of Hosea. So if you have your Bible with you or the Bible app, I invite you to open up to Hosea chapter 10 now. And kids, if you have your Bible bookmark ring, your Bible, books of the Bible ring, you can open that up to Hosea in the Old Testament. You can find that in there. So I also want to just know a little bit more about the verse we're going to be looking at. So Hosea 10:12 says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come once again, he may come and rain righteousness upon you. Since we're going to be in Hosea, let's look a little bit at the overall picture of the book. So Hosea, as I mentioned, is in the Old Testament, and Hosea was a prophet. And the book of Hosea is filled with allegory, poetry, and prophecy. Now, Hosea proclaims God's compassion and covenant love so that Israel will not be let go of. He can't let go of them, and so he keeps proclaiming his love again and again. Now, the Israelites were living in rebellion. They are invited by Hosea. They are encouraged by him to return to God by prayer and repentance that they might be restored. Some of you might remember this slide that I've shared before. Kids, you might remember this too. This was the cycle that happened again and again and again in the Old Testament. God would say, you are my people, and the Israelites would fall into rebellion, seeking their own things, their own ways. They wouldn't trust God. They would do it their own way. Can you think of a toddler that maybe says, I do it myself, right? They do things their own way, and the Israelites were no different. And God would allow them to be captured. He would allow famines to come in. Their hearts grew hard towards God as they were seeking other things. And so they would recognize they needed God's help. And they would turn from those wrong things and turn back to God in repentance. They would pray and say, Lord, we'll be your people if you will be our God, if you will deliver us. And God would reach out. I can't shake my own hand very well, but that's the picture there. God would reach out and he would restore them. He would redeem them using all of the tragedy and triumph that they had been through to bring out something new, a new season of life. So God would restore. With that cycle in mind, let's look again at Hosea 10:12. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground. Let's pause here and think about this. Break up your fallow ground. With rebellion in mind, Fallow ground is that hard spot. It's the really hard soil that's been like compacted. It's often overused, and not only are there roots that run really thick through all of that, but all of the nutrients have been taken out of the ground. The root structure of previous growing seasons is in there, and it limits the possibility of new growth. So if you try to plant a seed in fallow ground, the seed might germinate, it might start to grow, but it's not going to be the fullness that it could be, because it's stuck. Here's some ground that I cut out of my garden bed. Like, it's thick. You can see these roots here. This is kind of a square because I actually had to take my gardening knife and cut it out. If I tried to put a new seed and grow in there, it might grow, but it's not going to be the fullness of what it's supposed to be because it's thick. It's hard. Fallow ground needs to be broken up. As I was looking at this verse, I started looking at different versions as well. And here's some of these. It says, break up your uncultivated ground. Break up your own unprepared ground. Plow the hard ground of your hearts. And this one, I went to a children's Bible, the New International Reader's Version, because sometimes we just understand it better when God gives us plain words, right? Your hearts are as hard as a field that has not been plowed. Whew. Break up your fallow ground. Your hearts are as hard as a field that has not been plowed. Where in our own lives, in the church, is there fallow ground that needs to be broken up? Where have we been resting, coasting, staying in our comfort zone, still going through the motions and holding on to something that may be dead, that maybe isn't going to grow anymore? To cultivate and prepare for a new season, what needs to be released? What needs to be let go of? What do we see that isn't producing fruit anymore and needs to be taken out of that space, but no longer serves us? We can't start anything new if the ground is hard. If our hearts are hard, God can't start a great new work into the fullness that he wants if we're always finding satisfaction in other things. This is true in our lives. This is true in the church. So what has served us well in previous seasons, what has been good, may not be the best for right now. How do we allow room for new growth to happen? Thinking back again to the Israelites and their cycle of rebellion, repentance, and redemption, Hosea was calling the people out of their rebellion and into repentance. Let's look at this highlighted portion. For it is time to seek the Lord. We seek him because we can't do this on our own, right? We can't restore this. We can't bring this dead thing back to life. Sometimes we can't even plow up all of those roots on our own. If we've been finding satisfaction in other things, we need his help to replace our attitudes, our mindsets, our desires, and we don't wait and we don't sit still. We follow step by step with the Holy Spirit. We stay in step with him. And we don't wait until it's more comfortable, until we understand the big picture. I know sometimes I get caught in that. I want to understand what I'm doing. What's the big picture so I know my part so I can move forward? But God doesn't always show us that big picture. Very rarely. So we have to start taking steps. And as we step, he moves along with us. He moves ahead of us. He clears out the pathway, smooths the stones, the rough spots that we thought we might trip over, so we better stop and wait. He clears that out for us. And if we don't take the time to prepare the ground, to help people take those steps, there's not going to be new growth. And in our gardens, if we wait until August to plant seeds or a seedling, there's not going to be a harvest. We don't wait. We listen. We listen for the Lord and His timing. We listen to the Holy Spirit and we move when He says. Not in our own power, but in His power. Because He shows us this thick mat that we don't know how to move. And He says, let me break that down for you. Let me move pieces of your life around. He comes in and does that work. And remember, as we talk about repentance is always a turning away from those things that God hasn't called us to and a turning towards the one who calls us. We return to a life lived with Jesus, and we're releasing those strongholds, those hard spots in our life. We're releasing them to Jesus, not just returning to comfort or complacency, but returning to life lived with Christ. We move closer to Him with the Holy Spirit, and now is the time to prepare. We don't wait. We break up that fallow ground. So to cultivate and prepare for a new season, what needs to be refreshed? What was maybe okay, but God is saying, I have a better way. Listen to me and I'll show you the pathway. I'll clear it out. Where do we need to start moving again? How are we listening to the Holy Spirit and following that way? Where do we start moving? And as we look at this verse again, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love. That's the promise of the harvest. You're going to have God's eternal love. Jesus' eternal love is there for you. So sow for yourselves righteousness. Do your work. Seek after Him that He may come and rain down righteousness upon you. Again, we seek Him because we can't do this on our own. If we've been finding that satisfaction in other things, we need His help to replace our attitudes, our desires. And God doesn't discard this fallow ground. We don't discard it. Now, I mean, some people do. They take this top part and they get rid of it. But there's still life here. If I take this and mix it back in with the fresh new soil, these roots start to break down and bring nutrients for new life. We don't get rid of it. God uses all of it to create this beautiful cycle of plants and growth and harvest. And as we begin a new work, a new season, we trust that God is doing that in us. We take what no longer serves and we fold it back in. We use it. We turn to God. And when we ask Him to break up those hard spots in our own life, it's hard. That tearing apart and turning in can be painful. But it creates new space and new life. God honors and redeems it. Especially when we do this not in our own power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we take steps forward, we've turned to Him. He loves us. He picks us up. He takes those broken pieces, those missteps, those failures. He takes them and uses all of them. He creates a new space for growth, a new space for life. So to cultivate and prepare for a new season, what needs to be redeemed? What do we offer back to God and say, we need your help? and allow Him to move us? How do we allow Him to restore His original intention, His original plan? As we follow after Him, He shows us that. He helps us in that. So for each of us individually, where have we got comfortable or complacent? It's easy to stay home in our pajamas, our cozy blankies, tune in at 10 or later. In that, have we gotten out of the habit of gathering together? Have we gotten out of the habit of gathering during the week with friends, of checking in on them? And it's easy to fill in our own time. Where have we got comfortable or complacent, just scrolling randomly on our phone? Are we ignoring or abandoning time we could be spending with God? He wants to cultivate. He wants to prepare. And are we getting comfortable and complacent that we can come to church on Sunday morning for an hour, maybe shoot up a few arrow prayers during the week and call it good, and that's our faith life? What's that going to lead to? Some hard ground? Some ground that the seed's going to germinate, but not much is really going to happen there? Or maybe there has been loss and hurt and anger, and those are layers that build up and harden your heart. You kind of put up a wall to protect yourself. We get those hard spots, that fallow ground in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds. Maybe you got hurt because a friend didn't reach out the way you needed them to, the way you thought they would. Maybe you're angry about a season of life you find yourself in. Like, God, I worked all this time and planned and prepared, and this is it? This is what you've got? I'm just supposed to coast now? Just supposed to exist? Maybe we've experienced some deep loss that's formed hardness in our hearts, in our lives. Maybe there's been divorce, death of a loved one, lost time with friends at school. Those hurts are real. And if we don't let God into them, they form a barrier around our hearts, our lives. There's been lost time for our students, our elementary kids. When they've been in school, out of sports, it's been hard. There's been loss. Maybe we're just languishing, just coasting by, trading time, letting the soil just sit, not fertilizing, not watering, not seeking after God. For us, as Pine Lake Covenant Church, what does this mean for us? We can remember the good harvest of the past. I showed you my beautiful vegetable gardens, but if I don't put in the work now, this August there will be nothing. We can remember the good work of the past, but if we don't invest now, there will be nothing. There will be nothing apart from Christ. God has called us to move now. It's easy to languish, to get comfortable, to just put in the motions, but that's not where God has called us to live out the rest of our days, because the kingdom of God is eternal and not limited by our finite experience. He's opening our eyes, challenging our hearts and our minds to come to Him, to give up, hold out our fallow ground, the hardness in our lives, in our hearts, as He also calls us to seek Him. We've been in a season of dreaming, planning, preparing, discerning, praying. We've been in a bit of a holding pattern as we waited for our next lead pastor. And Austin is here, and we are a month into the new season, and where are we growing? As a matter of fact, God is cultivating, preparing. He's growing. But we're not a brand new church. We have a brand new pastor. We have a container that's been here for a while. As a matter of fact, in the beginning of March, we're celebrating 40 years. We have history. We've had seasons of good harvest, friends. Season of good harvest. And we don't discount the work that was done. But if we're going to lean into a new season of growth, we have to turn up the fallow ground. We have to turn up the hard spots in ourselves, in our ministries, in this space. And we have to let the past nourish the future, inform the future. Because church, hear this. If you stay in the glory days of this church, even if it's a good story, we won't be prepared for the good growth and the harvest he wants to bring. Hear that again. If you stay in the glory days of the church, even if it's a good story, we won't be prepared for the good growth he wants to lavish on us, to do in us. We don't rest on the good work we did last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. But we allow Jesus to cultivate in us, to prepare our hearts, our minds, our lives, so that as we come together as the church, as the family of God, we work together and prepare one another and build up. We devote ourselves to seeking him, dwelling in his word, doing life together. And as Pastor Austin keeps saying, we're better together. Do you want to see one gladiola straight up here? Or do you want to see the harvest? We're better together. We need each other. Friends, Jesus is cultivating a new season. The Holy Spirit is at work. Let's dig in. Let's prepare together. Will you pray with me? Lord, we come to you. Jesus, we come to you. And we hold out those spaces of hurt, those spaces of loss, those spaces of longing. We hold out those plans that we made that aren't going to happen the way we thought they would. Lord, we hold out the ways we've turned from you and sought our own ways of doing things. And we hear you calling. We hear you calling us back to yourself, to dwelling in your word, to praying together, to gathering together. So, Lord, forgive us for our wandering. Lord, help us turn to you. Help us release. Help us refresh. Lord, redeem us, your beloved children. Redeem this church. Use it all, God, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.